Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Farewell. I'm your host, Clay Skipper. So one thing I really wanted to make sure I tapped into when I joined the Growth Equation and started doing the Farewell podcast was Steve and Brad's coaching acumen. Obviously, if you guys have read their books, you know that they have so many great insights and frameworks. And by just being around them for the past year and change since we started working together, I've picked up so many great tips and ideas and insights and strategies. And they're also both coaches. So Steve is obviously a running coach, and Brad is a performance coach to executives, physicians, founders, attorneys. And that was the original impetus behind the Coach Up. Can we take the coaching tools that Brad and Steve have and some of the ones that I've picked up from talking to world-class athletes or reading about them and bring those to you? And so today's Coach Up is drawn from Brad's actual coaching practice. So you are going to get a little insight into one of the strategies he uses with his coaching clients to help them organize and more effectively manage their lives and what they want to get out of their lives, how to achieve their goals. I think it's a fun little strategy, and I think it's one we can all use, and I think it's one that will be helpful to you. So here is Brad. So for today's Coach Up, Brad, I thought we could get a little peek behind the curtain. People might know, may not know, that you are a coach. And in your coaching work, you have a framework, a pyramid that you use to help people. And I think it's something that when I heard, it was very interesting because it gave me a sort of a system to think through how I approach things. And so I'm curious if you could talk about that pyramid, and maybe also mention like who you coach, what kind of coaching you do.
Well, the first thing I'd say is it helps me help people. I hope it helps them, but it's really to keep me on the path to be a good coach. The work that I do is with a mix of executives, founders, physicians, attorneys. I coach people on their performance, which here at the Growth Equation means getting the best out of yourself on the things that you care about most and in a way that is sustainable and that you can do over the long haul. I'd say a lot of my coaching is rooted in acceptance and commitment therapy, in cognitive behavioral therapy. It's where all the evidence is. It works at the extremes of clinical issues, so it works for non-clinical issues too. However, I don't have any frameworks. I don't come to people and say, take this assessment and then we'll do these six worksheets. I've written these books that have a lot of tools, so I try to carry a big toolkit and then meet people where they are. However, it's nice to have some structure. Enter my coaching pyramid. It's really simple. The base level of the pyramid are foundational habits and practices. Things like physical activity, nutrition, sleep, community, for some people, spiritual practice, so on and so forth. These are the things that regardless of what's going on at work or at home or what you do, if you have a good rhythm and routine with these things, sets the foundation for you to show up well. The second layer of the pyramid is 2 to 5 year goals. These can be very objective things that people are working toward. I want to win another medal in the Olympics. I want to get promoted to vice president. I want to make the C-suite. I want my company to raise its next round of funding. I want to be chair of the chiefs of the department. It can also be more subjective. I want to be more self-aware. I want to do a better job responding instead of reacting. I want to be more patient. I want to feel less frazzled. And then the very top of the pyramid is acute issues and challenges. And this can be, I've got a board meeting coming up and there's some big personalities in the room. I want you to help me manage the conversation. I have a really challenging performance review with someone that reports to me, and I'm going to have to deliver bad news. Can we go through it? Here are the slides that I put together to share the strategy with the global extended leadership team. Can we take a look at them? And my job as a coach is to make sure that we never leave any layer of the pyramid behind. So we're never going to spend the same amount of time on each layer. It's going to be different for different people at different times of the year and at different times of our coaching relationship. But I just need to make sure that in the back of my mind at all times, we're working towards all three things in harmony.
Do you remember how you came up with that system?
I do. And it was when I first started coaching, and I didn't want to be too frameworky because I don't think that there are great frameworks. Human behavior is complex. But I thought about, what does it mean to do well and develop over time? And I think you got to have a foundation that is like your daily medicine, that if you don't take it, you feel off. And those are the foundational habits and practices. And then I think you got to have a goal that is big enough where you're not going to accomplish it every day or every week. It's your 2 to 5 year goals. And then when the rubber meets the road, people want help performing well day to day. So of course, that's got to be a part of what I do. You put those three things together and they become a pyramid.
And do you have ways of helping people in the second part of the pyramid in terms of actualizing those goals, which I imagine can feel pretty big to people and easy to lose sight of?
Yeah, we do. And that's where we take these things and, you know, we break them down and then we work toward them week to week, month to month. How are you going to deal with this situation? When could you deploy that tool? So on and so forth.
But I like the idea of, if someone's listening to this and they want to use it, you can actually just draw out a pyramid, right? Just make a pyramid, put some foundational practices down there. Those are probably the similar for everybody. Those are going to be the sort of core principles we talk about all the time at the Growth Equation. And then put in the middle layer, something you want to work towards, and top layer is like your most urgent things that are driving you a little bit crazy.
Exactly. And the key thing again is that you're going to work in different areas of that pyramid at different points of time, and you just never want to completely forget about them. Because what often happens is people get so stuck on the day-to-day stuff that the foundational habits start to slip, and they just excuse that. Or the opposite. People really, at the start of the year, focus on nailing foundational habits, but then their day-to-day life kind of becomes a mess because all they care about is getting the foundation right. And it's important to do all these things in harmony.
And it's just a good reminder of, so much of this is reminding ourselves of things that are easy to forget, right? Rami,
I don't know if this is true or not, yeah, but I heard that the Sanskrit word for mindfulness means to remember.
Wait, wild. Because I was just about to say, I heard that the Islam word for human being means to forget, which I heard Rami Youssef say one time.
Wow. So in that, we just talk about merging worlds, East and West, because mindfulness is like the antidote for forgetting. You come back and you remember. It makes you better at not forgetting. Let me do a quick fact check here. The term that is translated as mindfulness is sati, and it means memory and recollection. To remember your essential being, to remember how you want to do something, to be more mindful in the world is just to remember, to come back and to remember.
All right, Brad keeps it simple. Three levels, foundational habits and practices. These are the things that are going to constantly ground you. So exercise, keeping sound mental health, nutrition, sleep. Think of this as like you got to pour the foundation for your house before you build it. Then in the middle, you have your 5-year goals, things you're working towards. And then on top, acute issues and challenges. And I just like this pyramid because it's relatively simple and yet it's somewhat comprehensive. Gives you the things you're working on the near term and the long term, and then the habits and practices that are the canvas on which all this gets painted. Things in level 2 and 3 change, but things on level 1 mostly stay the same and give you some stability as the things on the higher levels change. So that's Brad's coaching pyramid. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Brad. We'll be back on Thursday with another episode, and I will talk to you then. As always, farewell.